podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, welcome to Full Time Reds. It's me, Chris Bracken. It's my partner in crime. It's Kev. He's not bidding me off this time. I'm allowed to do a show with him. So, Community Shield finished. Liverpool 3, Man City 1. Really good game, Kev. And our main new striker scored, and there's missed from 3 yards. But we'll come to that. How are we, Kev?
Really good. Really good. Listen, I texted you before the game, and I just, about a quarter of an hour before kickoff, it just came over me. I just started getting nervous. So whether it was just the build-up, because I don't normally watch the build-up, and maybe it was just that, but it was just like pre-match nerves back again. I was like, bring it on. I can't wait.
I'll be honest, my response back wasn't quite so supportive, though.
But for me, it was like, I just thought, you know, these are the two best sides in the country, without a doubt. And does the result matter? It matters now that we won. But you've got built-in excuses that you're going to see, you know, trolled out for the next few days. It doesn't matter. I don't care. They played well. We played better. You know, and if you're watching this, if you're one of the other sides in the league watching this, City and Liverpool especially, we ain't letting up. And it's going to be, if anyone's taking points off us this season, they're going to really work for it. You know, because there were times in that game today where we had to suffer and we came through it and we finished the game so strong. I was so happy with everything in today's performance. Brilliant.
Yeah, so, I mean, you may have been pretty honest in this. You know, I always say the Community Shield is a nice to have. If you win it, you win it. If you don't, I don't think it's a big deal if you don't win it. It's nice to win it. I think it means a bit more this one because it's City. Because it is the closest. You know, we are the two closest rivals to each other. So, you know, games against us two are always tense and a bit more spice to it, which, to be honest, made it a bit more of an interesting game. You know, so, but look, we'll see where it goes from there. So, lineup wise, no real surprises for me. It was, in my opinion, the best three midfields that we have, which is the midfield that we start in the Champions League finals. That's the midfield we'll start away at City. It was the usual back four. I felt you go with Matip for experience and, you know, with Virgil and the front three. I thought would be the front three. I thought he'd save Nunes, partly because it gets away from the Haaland Nunes media chite. But I also thought he probably wants Firmino to drop in to almost become a fourth midfielder because City love to dominate the ball and you need someone who's better. And look, Firmino is better on the ball than Darwin. You know, Darwin has different skill set, but then we've still got the pace of Diaz and Salah. So I was fine with it. Is anyone, any sort of surprises for you?
Yeah, look, I kind of thought he might go with Elliott instead of Henderson and bring Henderson on the second half with the rest of the changes, but you could tell with the way that both sides lined up, you know, for however much as fans we try to blow this stuff off, you know, the managers took it seriously because of the quality of lineups that both sides put out. And you could tell with the way the substitutions went with both sides that Klopp wanted to win this. And with Trent's post-match interview, maybe it's an easier post-match interview to have when you've won, but his answer was basically, our season started today. We were gearing in pre-season to be ready for today. You know, some sides start next week kind of thing. He was geared for today.
The fact we've got a friendly tomorrow, which basically all... Yeah. So I think he could push the lads to do hours. I mean, I think Matip, Van Dijk, Adrian, and Fabinho all did 90s. I mean, Salah did 95s. Basically, five lads got their first 90s on the belt, which is great. And that's kind of what you want. You won't see them tomorrow. But you'll see Konate and Gomez and, you know, some of the youngsters get a run out. That's kind of what he needs. Yeah. I think from a pre-season point of view, it's the perfect run out for both sides. City only had two preseason games. And like City will say, who plays like them? Who is as intense as them? Liverpool. So probably for both managers. They probably also, this is the perfect way to get minutes in the legs of players. But we'll go into the game. So the game, you probably could split it into three thirds.
Three thirds, yeah.
Well, first 30, I thought Liverpool were the better side. City always had that threat in the break. Because look, the City will. They've got really good players, as do we. But I thought we were more dominant the ball. We looked more fluid. I felt Salah had Cancelo on toast most of the game. Look, Cancelo's a really good fullback, but defensively, he was struggling with Salah, I thought, all the game. And Diaz, you may have a different opinion on Diaz. I felt he was always a great option. And I felt he gave us something to go wide with. And I just want a bit more ruthlessness, a bit more. There were times where I just thinking, like, take him on or, you know, take the shot on. He was sometimes looking for the pass or looking for the chop back. And sometimes you just want a bit more bloody serial mindedness, a bit more of a salary in him where Salah would just go, I'm going. And I don't care if it's someone there. I was like, sometimes you need to do that. But as Kev Ball rightly pointed out, he did keep Walker quiet because Walker had to be wary of him. So he did that job. But
and vice versa. Walker did a good job on him as well. But the one thing that I liked about Diaz, he was always a threat. He was always an out ball. And more often than not, he kept it. You know, I mean, yeah, he did this. Sometimes he probably did the safe option a bit too much. But from more often than not, he was available and a constant threat. And there was a bit in the second half late on when he skinned Walker and done him for pace. And there's probably not many players out there 80 minutes in that's going to do that. So, you know, all in all, I was happy enough with him. But I think there's a lot more to come from him as well.
Yeah. A lot of talk in the chat saying, we will talk about him saying Nunes should start against Fulham. I don't think he will. And I don't think he should. I think people need to look underplay how well. I actually thought Firmino played really well. I thought his link play was good. I thought he brought players into the game, which is what he does. But then, tired legs, half an hour, the last thing you want to see is him coming on. You really don't want Nunes coming on when you're tired, do you? So I think he could probably play as a bit of a super sub role for short term. Long term, he'll be a regular starter for Liverpool. But I think short term, I'm not sure he's ready.
I think he's ready. Don't get me wrong. I think he's well capable. And if he was to start, I wouldn't think, you know, the roof wouldn't fall in and vice versa. If Bobby starts these first few games, it's fine. I'm absolutely okay with it. Yeah. Let's see, it's Kevin Ball. Problem with Hendo is he shouldn't be an eight anymore for us, especially since we've changed the role of the right-hand side midfielder.
I couldn't
disagree with you more, Kevin. And the simple reason is Henderson was absolutely brilliant. He was brilliant today. He's counter-pressing, he's winning the ball high out the pitch, breaking out the play. That's his game. Yes, he's not going to get you that final pass, that final ball. There was a couple of passes that went astray. But more often than not, most of our good play came from the work that he did in the engine room. And it was telling in the first 30 minutes of that game today, absolutely bossed it. We bossed possession. We created chances. We were alive. We were a constant threat. And so much so, I forgot at halftime that Bernardo Silva was playing.
Which is a compliment because,
you know, and Bernardo Silva is, you know, a top tier player. He done nothing. He was absolutely dog shit. You know, De Bruyne was okay, but that's all he was okay. You know, Thiago done bits. He kept possession and he kept the ball moving. But the real work rate came from Henderson. And what that work rate allows is Trent to find his way into the position where he was in. Inside that inside right midfield slot where he scored from and where that triangle comes with Trent, Salah and Henderson. That worked really well today, I thought. Now, look,
I
get the argument, but I think he offers you so much more than, say, Harvey Elliott or Naby Keita because purely since the intensity in Henderson's game drives everyone on to be that bit more aggressive. When he's not there, he's missed. And that's just the truth of it for me.
Now, listen, this could be tactical, but tactically, at the moment, I've not seen Diaz, I've not seen Keita or Elliott, and Jones when he's played there, to be fair, do that with Henderson, which is spread the pitch, you know, become the fourth runner, become pushed out wide to allow Salah to come in. Elliott likes to come inside a lot more. Keita likes to come inside. Yeah, but they both like to come inside. Mm. So it doesn't give you that wide option. And that's what Henderson does. So he could go wide. And the amount of times you saw Trent almost in the midfield role or even stretch out wide. Yeah. But then you saw Henderson where Trent would be for the wide option. It makes him difficult to mark. And that's the thing I think the likes of an Elliott and a Jones and a Keita need to add into their game. Rick says, Salah looked at his best after signing his new contract. Trent playing more central. Just want to see Diaz be more direct. I agree with Diaz more direct. Trent coming central, we were seeing that last year and it's becoming more and more a thing. So, you know, he's clearly under instructions to do it. And then it's up to the likes of Fabinho and Henderson to cover if he does drift that high up. He's told to do it. So it sort of works.
And he's comfortable doing it is the thing. I think that's where the argument always comes. Can Trent play as a midfielder? He kind of does. You know, defensively, he's a right back and he'll always be a right back. But offensively, in the final third, he is a centre mid. You know, and you look at his pitch map, his heat maps throughout the rest of the season, and I bet you more often than not, he's going to be in that position. Yeah, Dr. TV saying, thought Thiago was brilliant. Yeah, Thiago was really lively and comfortable and strong on the ball.
And he loves throwing a tackle.
He does, doesn't he?
He does. He was getting a bit too irate at times. It was quite funny, especially on the free kick I've given against him. He looked horrific.
Yeah, Fabinho had one of his
that's his best preseason game where he just did the simple things.
Fabinho after, job.
Yeah, you know? Mopped up, but still burst on when he needed to because he knew he had the security of a Thiago or Henderson to cover him when he needed to. It was he had a nice balance to his game, you know, which is really, really good. So let's talk about the goal then, because it's a nice finish, wasn't it?
Liverpool's... It was a nice finish. Took a deflection. But
it took a deflection.
It was still going in.
But it's a nice finish. I mean, it's the position you want him in when he can't get marked. And look, that's probably a criticism of Trent. We have a similar criticism of Robertson as well, the positions they get in, they should get more than what we do. So, you know, fingers crossed, this is a sign of things to come. I know they get loads of assists.
Didn't Henderson score a similar goal to that in preseason? I don't know if it was in Leipzig. It was a whip right-footed shot across the keeper.
Yeah, it seems to be a position that we seem to have highlighted as a potential option, which is what we want. Yeah, really.
And the best thing about that kind of a shot is, at best, if the keeper gets a hand to it, he's got to palm it out into a Diaz who's making that run, because Diaz did make that run coming in off his wing to try to get the rebound. So it's
Palace game. They got
that was it. Yeah, it was a Palace game. I thought it was a bit later than that, but yeah, and it's a lovely crisp finish, and he hit it really well. You know, I think I can't remember who was it. Was it Diaz or Ake that got a slight deflection on it?
It was Ake. It came off.
But it was a deserved lead, you know. It wasn't out of the ordinary, you know. It wasn't against a run of play or anything. I thought we were well deserved of that lead.
Yeah, and then probably I would say for the rest from 30 to 45, City grew into it. Now some will think, was it Liverpool getting tired? I'm not sure it is. I just think at some point, City of that side that they're always going to have a period.
Yeah,
and I don't care. We could talk about signings and squads and. At some point, City will always have a period. Like Chelsea will always have a period. You know, that's just what you do. You've got
both sides do, yeah.
You've got to ride the pain. And Haaland had probably two big flashes of goal. One where Robertson, he sort of bounces off him, but I think he puts him under enough pressure that he scuffs his shot. And then for the second one, Kev, he strikes some extravagant outside the foot volley, when it just seemed easier just to side foot it.
Well, he is left footed and he. Maybe it's just a case that he's predominantly left-footed. I thought he should have gone with it with his head, to be honest. But he should have done better with that. But his movement gets him, and his strength and his power gets him into good positions. And I think, look, over the season, with the volume of chances that he's going to get, he's going to score goals.
What a bit of football he's not now.
But he should have scored. He should have had two today, let's be fair.
But yeah, then
see, Mahrez looked lovely. Mahrez is a good player anyway.
I mean, he's always good against us anyway, but Mahrez was their scariest player, where, you know, Robson did well to try and stay close to him, but you're never going to keep someone like him quiet. Adrian, first half, I think he did fine. I think some of his kicking wasn't always the best, but I don't think he had the best options to kick to, where I think that's where the midfield could have given him options to kick to. So he was kicking it into
areas of space,
which didn't really help, I would say. So,
and the other side of it is, look, Alisson makes decisions really quickly. You know, and look, there's a reason why Adrian is a number three at Liverpool and not a number one elsewhere. And his little things like that, his decision-making with the ball at his feet, his shot-stopping, he made some good saves today. You know, his shot-stopping is absolutely fine. But it's just some of his decision-making with his feet can be questioned at times. But overall, if Scott Carson had a game like that today for City and they won 3-1, you know, their fans would be crowing about it forever and a day. You know, the fact that Adrian played the way he did and we won 3-1, bloody good for him.
Mm-hmm. What have we got here? Yeah, Marquez asking, how was Robbo today? I thought Robbo was good.
He was all right.
Typical Robbo, I thought.
Jordi Alba, he ain't. He skied a couple of shots, and it frustrates me more than anything with the positions that he gets himself into. He gets in great positions for a left back. If he could finish, he would bag 10 goals a season. He just gets in great positions for a fullback.
Yeah,
I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, Bonker's asking, who would you play up front for the full game, Nunes or Firmino, from what you've seen for today? I think we'll go with Firmino for the link play. I think Klopp will go with what he knows. But then to bring Nunes on for the last 40 minutes, half an hour, happy days, because I think that's not what you want to have to deal with.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Klopp gives him his head, but I'm not bothered if Bobby plays. They both give you totally different... They're two contrasting strikers. They're chalk and cheese. They both offer completely different things. But I think sometimes it's a horses for courses selection.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
If you're going for the first 60 minutes with a Bobby for someone to link the play, bring others into play, dominate possession, and look to suffocate his side, Bobby's your man. He'll wear that with bells on. He's brilliant with it. And then you ran the life out of Fulham. They're sucking oxygen. They're breathing heavy. Then you bring on Darwin and you say, go and get yourself your man of the match. Go and get the match ball for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And have fun.
It's kind of what you want.
If Klopp turned around and said, look, you were absolutely ruthless. You were brilliant when you came on against City. You deserve a start. Fine. I'm good with it. It's great to have the option, isn't it?
It is. It's a nice problem. It's a nice problem to have when you think you've still got a Jota to come back into the squad as well. Very quiet on him, isn't it? We've been given how long Ox is out for, but we haven't really heard anything. We've just heard a while.
Well, he's there. He was there today.
Yeah, he was.
Jota was there. I saw him at the end with the walk up from the presentation and stuff. So you hope if he's travelling with the squad that he isn't far away.
Yeah, but again, because it's interesting. So half time, 1-0 up. I felt it was deserved. We were 1-0 up. I was surprised that Simicast was there as well, so he can't be far away. But then second half, no real changes. Because we'll come to the changes, because we use all the available subs. City only used three, which maybe that's to get minutes into players' legs, but there's a lot of players there who need minutes as well for them. I actually thought City start well. It's a bit of a slow start by us. I think Mahrez forces another save from Adrian. A save he should make, but still forces the save from it. And I still felt City for the first 15 minutes were dominating the ball. Dominating the ball.
Without being over-threatening.
Yeah, but they weren't hurting us, were they?
Yeah, no, but they were suffocating us a little bit. You know, and for the first 15 minutes, I thought, ride this out. I expected more changes earlier, if I'm brutally honest.
Yeah, the only Because it's on the hour mark. We brought on, we bring on our mate Darwin Núñez.
Yeah.
Which we'll come to him because it was quite an impressive half hour. And City bring on Phil Foden for Grealish, which I'll be honest, Grealish did not very much for me. So I wasn't really that. I was a bit more concerned with Phil Foden coming on, if I'm honest. And then they brought on
much better player.
Julian Alvarez, who I was intrigued to see. I was quite relieved to took Mahrez off. I'm not gonna lie, I was quite made.
Yeah, it didn't get better.
No, it's not that because I think Alvarez is crap. It's just like he was causing the issues anyway. Mahrez, when he went off, you're like, thank Christ on that. But I was intrigued to what this Alvarez is like because he seems a bit of a player. And we'll see. And I'll be honest, I thought both attackers that came on, Alvarez and Núñez, had more of an impact than anyone. I was impressed with both. I thought Alvarez gave Robbo something to think about. And he also gave Trent and Milner something to think about because, interestingly, we'll talk about this later, when 38-year-old James Milner comes on, Foden does get a lot out of James Milner and ends up swapping sides. He's a confidence James Milner that he goes, oh, fucking hell, give it up with this. But listen, he's on a... Within the first couple of touches coming on, he's clean through, brought down, looks a penalty, but he is just offside. But good job he was offside for City's point of view, because I think when you see the replay, it would have been a definite penalty.
Oh, it was a definite pen. I mean, the fact that he got the ball, fine, but his other hand wrapped around Núñez's legs, so it was a stonewall penalty. But yeah, he was only just offside, but that's the threat that he gives you. He's always looking to be on the shoulder and looking.
That's the difference between him and Bobby. Bobby would drop deep to put the two wide players through.
Yeah,
he's the only goes, I'm going to go in behind and you feed me. So it's just a different way of flipping the triangle, as they say. But look, I thought he was, and then he had his other chance where he's clean through. It's a good, to be fair, it's a good save with
Edison's when he tries to chip Ederson. Yeah, but that was even still, he lives in he lives in the lines of the penalty box,
which what you want in it,
and that's what you want in a number nine. And his turn and speed to get onto that ball. He was so unlucky. I mean, it was Ederson's head that got in the way. You know, so it was a few inches of a chip away. What a dream goal that would have been. You know, chip Ederson and away you go. Like, you're wheeling off into the fence. And it wouldn't have been nothing less than what he deserved. I thought he was really, really good.
John asks, Milner came on at right back. Does that show Gomez will be used there this season? I don't think so. I think Gomez and Konate have been told, unless there's an injury, you're playing tomorrow against Strasbourg, and you're going to get a full 90. I think that's the reason. Klopp will still, as much as he wants to win today, still also treat this as, I also need to get in those legs. So I don't think Van Dijk or Matip will make any sort of appearance tomorrow. I don't think Fabinho will make an appearance tomorrow. I don't think Salah will make an appearance tomorrow, because they've all played long minutes. So I still think you will see the Gomez right-back thing until the young lad, Ramsey, A, is fit, and B, he's settled inside and we're comfortable with him. So, look, James Milner is what he is. He's your third choice for every position, pretty much, which is always handy to have. And to be fair, actually, when he came right back, he did fine.
Yeah, he did absolutely fine. He was good as well with the link-up play. He wasn't afraid to, even when we got ahead, he wasn't afraid to commit and get forward and be damned who's behind me. You know, he wanted to keep the pressure on to win the ball back higher up. That's what you want. He's the substitute. You know, he's the cover for the cover.
It's a very old school Liverpool way of doing it, which is make them worry about us, not us about them. And that probably is what it did. It probably did make them go, oh, shit, you know. But listen, let's talk about City's goal. Header comes in. For me, Adrian shouldn't spill it. He should probably keep hold of it. But he does. He goes out for it. Now, from one angle, it looks like he gets two hands on the ball. From another angle, it looks like he has hands on the ball, but then his own momentum knocks it out of his own hands. Comes back, Alvarez, where you want a poacher to be, pokes it in goal. Give it offside. I don't know why the VAR took so long.
I think what they were looking
for. The first replay, you went, he's miles on.
Yeah, and the way that offside works this season is there is benefit of the doubt built into the decision now, where when you look at it, and if, say, a toe is offside, that will probably be within the margin of error. And, you know, it was close. It was a really well-timed run.
I didn't think it was that close. He looked on. He just looked on.
No, but it was just like the ball played half a second or later.
Yeah.
Earlier. It's one of those. They were like that. They were crossing. So I didn't mind that. I still think it was a foul once the keeper's got two hands in the ball, even if he's under pressure.
I still think it should be a bit of a time on it, because I see if he's checking the foul. If it gets to 5 minutes and you're still deciding, is it a foul, is it not a foul, you go with the ref's decision.
Yeah,
on the
pitch. Exactly.
If the ref said, I don't think that's a foul, and you can't find one, you can't find someone going, oh, it's blatantly off, he's bashed him, then
It's one of those. It didn't need to take as long as it took.
It seemed a foul, and I think the other way around, you know, you'd be pissed off if Liverpool scored a goal at Anfield.
Yeah, that's fair.
We've seen that. That's fair. It's one of them where you thought City probably should have got the goal back, because they had enough chances that you probably thought a City goal was coming. It was frustrating because I thought Liverpool had just started to grow into the game again, get some better chances. Yeah. And then Klopp makes a few more subs, brings Elliot on for Henderson. And not long after that, I think Naby comes on as well, doesn't he? Oh, sorry, Milner comes on for Trent.
Yeah.
So again, that's what... So they're just, you know, not like for like, but, you know, legs in it. And Liverpool just went again.
Yeah, I think the confidence they got from the chances that Darwin got gave them the impetus to go again.
Yeah.
You know, that's where...
Interestingly, though, for the penalty, we'll come to the penalty. The way Salah does Cancelo to get the cross in, I'll be honest, there's plenty outside of our fan base and inside our fan base. If that's our fullback, they're getting pelters for.
Yeah.
That's why they can't defend. That's why they're shit. Cancelo got dumped by Salah with that same all the time, but no one brings it up on it. Cross goes in. It looked a goal all the way. I thought he's just going to bury this now. Bury it. And look, I've seen
he's
the Martin.
So good Tyler. In the air, isn't he?
I've seen the Martin Tyler box. If that's a modern day penalty, look. At the end of the day, if your arms are out from your side, hit your arm. They're always going to give the penalty, and that's been the case for quite a while now. Unless you're away from home with Goodison, then it's okay.
Yeah,
that's how we don't give it.
But yeah, that was a stonewall pen, and Salah steps. He wasn't giving this one to Darwin.
Now, to be fair to him, the other thing I would say is City and the Dark Arts delayed that and delayed that as much as they could. And, you know, you've seen like the keeper getting in Salah's face because, you know, we do the thing that we always do where I think Thiago, it's not Henderson when he's on the pitch, but he wasn't on the pitch. So Thiago was stepping between Salah and Trent. It's a thing now that's been brought up a few times in football is you try and keep people away from the taker. I'm thinking that this is some penalty. Some pressure penalty, you know.
It's 1-1. There's 10 minutes to go.
10 minutes to go. They delayed it for long enough, which is always a ball ache. And listen, absolutely clinical. The pace beats Edison, but also, I mean, it's literally side netting it in. So
yeah, it's a great. I always remember Jamie Holman. He was on pod one night, and he said he hates seeing left footers take penalties because it just looks clumsy. It's like watching someone who's left. I'm sorry if anyone in the chat is left-handed. I mean, you're just bloody awkward.
When you sat
watching someone who's left-handed writing on a book, it just looks all queer looking. It looks odd. And
you leave us lefties alone. We're the best third of the world. We are.
Kitogs is what we call them over here. And
I don't want to know what that means.
No, it means left-handed over here. But he hit it with such power that Edison did go the right way, but he was just supremely confident. And
if Edison had saved that, you'd be going, what a save. You wouldn't be saying it's a bad miss by Salah. It would be like, Jesus, wet. How's he saved that?
Yeah. So, but Salah makes me nervous because whenever he hits, he always hits it with power, you know?
Mm.
So I think if a keeper gets anything on it, he'd probably get enough on it to deflect it away.
Sure, the ones the ones he missed last year, ironically, were the ones he scuffed and actually didn't get the power on it.
Yeah.
But he's added a lot more variety to his finishing now. Because he used to be blasted down the middle or blasted top corner. They were the two options. He has got a bit more variety now in his penalty taking, which I think helps. You know, I see a lot of the chat saying it's a clear penalty, it is all day. It is.
Yeah, it is. It's a stonewall pen.
But we've seen this narrative that goes around whenever when the penalty given now is always like, is it a modern defense, a VAR penalty? And sometimes just like, if you got your arm out, you stick your arm out.
I was amazed the person didn't see it, you know, or the linesman didn't see it. You know, how did you not see it? And it was almost like the worst case possible for VAR. City went up the other end and should have created a chance to score.
And they
overhit a cross. And it went out, I think it went out for a throw or something. But it was one of those, like, Darwin was straight up. He knew straight away.
You can tell by the reactions of the players.
You can tell by the reaction of the players. Like,
I know some players shout for everything, but you can see it's the initial horror of you've not given that.
There was one thing I forgot. There was an incident in the first half, and it was someone in the chat just said, Paulson gave us nothing today. You're dead right. Paulson's absolute dog shit. But there was a ball that Trent went to clear, and Cancelo went in over the top of him and nicked the ball, or got the ball, and it was just feet like that.
Yeah, studs into ankle.
And he gave absolutely nothing for it. I was like...
He told Trent to get up.
Yeah, if this is going to be allowed for the season, all you're going to see is metatarsals being broken left, right, and centre. That was an absolute... I mean, it was a booking. At minimum, a yellow card. It wasn't a red card. It was a stonewall yellow card and a free kick. And the fact that Paulson just decided, because Cancelo, well, Trent hit the ball and Cancelo got the ball after. It's like, no, when your feet is that high, it's a fucking foul. And it's always a foul. If you want to get it out of the game, it's like rugby with the high tackles. An accidental clash of heads, it's a yellow card. You're in the bin. Because they want to eliminate it from the game. If you want to get rid of those high studs showing tackles, you clamp down on it from day one. If that's a marker for today for how the season is going to be refereed, then fucking hell, we're going to need deep squads.
Exactly. Yeah. But it felt like the 90s. You're allowed one. Do you remember the old school 90s?
Yeah, but that's Premier in the first League. 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Not fucking 40 minutes in.
It's my first one, ref. I used to, that's the type of defender I was. I used to always try that one. It's my first one. It's all right. It's all right. It's first
no,
one.
I can't help it. I'm a big fat guy. I'm not that fast.
I used that one as well.
No, I tried.
He just dipped me for pace. You're like, you move.
And usually the ref is a bit of a tubby lard as well. And he'd be like, I can see you tried, mate.
It's amazing. So it's amazing what you get away with.
Yeah.
Just a bit of a sarcasm.
We tried. Chad said different, mate. When we got 2-1 up, we wanted a third. But you know what I mean? We wanted a third.
Let's talk about the Darwin Núñez one. Robbo gets it, and it's where you want it to be, in between the sticks, great header, keeper no chance. And that killed it, because almost about 7 minutes out of time, you're like, for fuck's sake, could do about could really do about this. They're the sort of goals that you love getting where it's just like, it just kills this. It makes this an absolute non-event. Even if City get one back, come to that, it doesn't matter. There is no way you can lose it from this point, realistically.
Yeah.
I was pleased for him because, you know, he's got some unfair bollock stick from some of their own fan base, and I just don't get it myself. It's like, whether he's your first choice or not for Liverpool, you know, because maybe some people prefer another striker, he's here now, so get behind the lad at least give him a chance. You know, that cameo today was brilliant. And listen, that's a really good cameo against Man City. This is not like a really good cameo against Luton Town. You know, you go, well, anyone can look good against them. Anyone can look good against, you know, some half-hour side. You know, this is Man City. This is a side that doesn't concede many goals. This is a side that, you know, dominates the ball and suffocates you. You know, and he caused them untold trouble. So... Yeah. You've got to give the lad credit where it's due. Now, listen, he's got to back it up now. So that's a great half hour. Do that again against Fulham. Do that again against Palace. You know, that's the challenge. That'll quiet a lot of people. But look, I thought he capped off a really good performance by him.
He deserved it. He deserved the goal. It was a good header by Robbo to go. To go back.
Mm.
And it was
what he should have done in the first half.
Yeah, but it was deserved. It was really well deserved. Some of his runs into space were always on. And it's only a matter of time when the likes of Henderson Thiago, Robertson, Trent, when they start to find these runs, and they'll just find him without looking, without thinking. They'll just play the ball knowing that he's going to be there. And he's brave. You know, it would have been easy for him to duck out of that. You know, he's brave on the ball. He's very good in the air. He gets in great positions. And in between the penalty box, but in between the two strikers, or sorry, between the two centre-backs,
yeah.
he's gonna cause defenders all kinds of problems. And the more experience he gets, strikers don't come into their own until they're hit 27, 28 because of experience, you know, but he's really raw still. And he's only going to get better. He was that 30 minutes today. If that was Haaland, you wouldn't hear the end of it. The media would be fawning over him.
They were, you know? they were pre-game, pre-match,
yeah. And post-match, they were like, maybe we should have took a closer look at Darwin Nunes.
Anyway, let's talk about Haaland, because I can't wait for these Twitter lads, you know, the other lads who do these compilations, they're really good, you know, where they like look at a pre-season game and do every lad's misplaced touch and a miss. So I can't wait to see the Haaland one, because it'll do numbers. It'd be brilliant. Yeah. Shot from distance, Adrian saves it. For me, he's got to palm it wide, and what he does falls to Haaland, open net. You're thinking, fucking hell, there we go, 3-2, nervy last 2 minutes, and he does really well to hit it onto the bar from that sort of distance, which was, I had to admit, was quite comical, I thought, with all this.
Yeah. It was one of those, and on another day, he gets a hat-trick. You know, he's going to get goals just purely by volume of chances that will be created for him.
But we can also do the same with Nunes. I love that Nunes has two, at least.
Oh, God,
maybe two penalties. So, you know, we could all make the excuses, but it's a bad miss. And do you know what?
It is a terrible miss. There's no dressing that one up.
Yeah, it's Timo Werner-esque or someone.
But the other side of it as well, he was laughing after it. Like, he doesn't give a shit because that's kind of, I don't know if it's the arrogance of him or the confidence in him that I'll get the next one. You know, he's virtually went through the Bundesliga at a goal a game, you know, so it is a step up. And the lads are right to say it. Timo Werner in the Bundesliga ripped it up. He was scoring goals for fun. And he found life harder in the Premier League because of the pace and intensity and the fact that there's sides will just put him under pressure. He won't have it as easy. Ooh, I don't know if it was that bad.
It was up there. It's definitely up there. Oh, Ron Johnson's hard. If you haven't seen it, just YouTube it. It's an unbelievable mess. We still wouldn't believe that.
People haven't seen it, then it will.
It's one of the funniest.
It will be doing the rounds for a while, I think.
Yeah. So listen, don't get me wrong. I have no doubt Haaland will probably get 20-odd goals because he has done whatever since he's been. Although, according to a certain famous Man City fan, you know, we should calm down about Nunes because he was in the Spanish second division three years ago? When he was a kid, yeah. I mean, Haaland was in the Austrian league 3 years ago, you know, the great Austrian league, which we know is a powerhouse, isn't it? So, you know.
Laszlo asked a good question there, actually. Am I still standing over the prediction that Alvarez will have a bigger impact than Haaland? Yes.
I would say he had a bigger...
I think he'll have a bigger impact because, look, it's expected of Haaland. Haaland for Man City has to work. You know, this deal, there is no luxury of missing on this one. They don't have the squad numbers to be carrying a passenger, especially a passenger that's cost them this much. I think Julian Alvarez is going to be an absolute menace in this league. If Pep continues to play him wide right or coming inside, he's going to terrorize fullbacks. You know, his intensity, his work rate, his willingness to run, he's an absolute live wire. And he's got a knack of scoring scrappy goals. Yeah, I think pound for pound, Julian Alvarez will be an absolute superstar in the league in the next couple of years. You know, and today only confirmed it for me. You know, he's got to be an absolute menace.
Well, to be honest, based on today's performance, he made more of an impact in the half hour than Haaland did. So
yeah, he did.
He didn't seem to like getting roughed up too much, did he, Haaland?
No, he didn't.
Virgil took it upon himself to make sure there was definitely a welcome to the Premier League.
Well, I watched there was a game Norway played against Holland, and he was playing against Virgil then as well, and it was Virgil clattered him a couple of times. But there are plenty of centre backs like Virgil in the Premier League who like a physical confrontation with a physical striker. You know, they'll be into that. They'll love that. You know, especially sides that are a bit lower down the league. You know, the likes of your Liam Cooper at Leeds and stuff like that. They'll be well up for playing against strikers like that.
Well, they've got West Ham first game of the season. Their centre backs aren't shy and coming forward.
They aren't shy, but yeah, they aren't backwards about coming forwards.
Nunes will have to get used to this very quickly because he's going to get that.
Yeah, of course he is. And especially against sides who are more defensive-minded. You know, City today, when Nunes came on, were open and attacking and left space in behind. Most sides that play us won't leave that kind of space for him to run into. And when he tries to drop between two centre-backs, there'll probably be a holding midfielder in front of him or a third centre-back. You know, so he's going to have to evolve his game as well.
It is, but it's going to be like Rafa's blanket, isn't it? You know, if two or three of you want to mark Nunes, great. Who's marking Salah? Who's marking Diaz? You know, you can't cover them all.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. That's what Diaz had a lot of fortune with last year, is everyone's so focused on Mane and Salah that you can't cover him as well. And when you did start to cover him, you had to leave on the other lads free.
So. Yeah, no, Jono's right. Haaland won't play against VVD and Matip every week. You're right, he won't. But he will play against centre-backs who will want to leave a mark on him.
And then he'll play against Arsenal, he'll just run away.
Yeah, well, there is that. But look, I mean, I'm just delighted with our performance. I'm over the moon. We deserved the win over the 97 minutes. And we played well enough for it. And it was nice to be in a situation where we were pegged back and we went again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where we've often seen in games with City where we get ahead, they pick us back, and it would just peter out. You know, we cancel each other out. Whereas today, we just went for them, and it paid off.
It did. Before we go, for everyone, don't forget Bobby's Wish to Walk. It's our charity. So details are in the link below. So please click on the link. Give what you can. If you can't give it, please just share it amongst family, friends, work groups. You know, let's try and get this lad to America for life-changing treatment so he can walk again, which would be absolutely amazing. Right, Kev, before we go, any other bits from you? Any pearls of wisdom?
Who was your man of the match for today?
Oh, let's give it Nunes, eh? Why not? Good half hour. That'll do me.
Nah, sorry. He's got to work more for it. I'll give it to Mo Salah.
Mo Salah's the easy option. Everyone does Mo Salah. It's the right option as well. But you know,
Darwin gets an honourable mention. Darwin gets the honourable mention of the day. But Mo Salah was brilliant today.
There were a lot of good performances today.
Look, even Adrian, for the ricks that he made, and he did make a few. Overall, he had a good game. You know,
for a third choice
keeper.
I'll be honest, you might not see him again this season because talk is Alisson. Alisson's back for Fulham. It's just how quickly Kelleher comes back. I mean, we should talk about at some point the Kelleher situation.
I think hopefully by next week we'll know a bit more.
He was told by, according to Klopp, he was told by the Irish medical team, yeah, he'd be fine going all day. First day back, Liverpool, they've gone, oh, no, that doesn't look right.
Yeah.
So something's gone awry there, isn't it? Which is
They probably talked to the Irish medical doctor while he was propping up the bar somewhere.
Yeah, and well, put it this way, I don't think
Klopp was best pleased.
No, I don't think Klopp was best pleased with that, but you know, never mind. Yeah. Let's leave it a happy note though. So Liverpool have won the Community Shield. We've beat Man City 3-1. So, but the big test is going to be Saturday, Fulham.
No. The big test tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. We're playing tomorrow night. We get to go again.
Strasbourg, man.
The European community. They're massive, huge.
No. The only good thing about that Strasbourg game is I did see Liverpool have given free tickets to families who went to the Champions League final who were, you know, impacted by the horrendous situation of the French authorities. So that's the nice thing the club have done about it. Yeah. But well, you could do your post-match reaction with somebody because I'll be in London by then. So
you're going to watch the women's final tomorrow, aren't you? What time are you starting off tomorrow?
8:30 train tomorrow morning, so I'm taking my little one. So she's all excited now to go and see the women play.
It's going to be a cracking game. It should be an absolute belter of a game.
Germany are excellent as well, so it's going to be a hard game. But look, it's not for us to get to go to an international final, so I'm just going to enjoy the experience of being at one. So it'll be nice.
Yeah. So it'll be a full house at Wembley. It'll be a great atmosphere. I hope we get a good result for you.
Fingers crossed. Tomorrow we've got Fat Back Four with Kev, Gav, and the lads. I'm sure you'd be talking about Strasbourg, and I'm sure you might mention Strasbourg. Mr. Darwin Nunes might get another mention. I'm almost certain that's going
to
come up.
He might get a start tomorrow, to be honest.
Yeah. And Sean is going to tell everyone what his fantasy football team is. That's an exclusive. Don't put money on that coming off, though. Right. Until then, guys, take care of yourself. We'll see you all soon. Sports Social Podcast Network.